Well, but moving on now, a series of deadly bomb blasts have hit two cities in northeastern Nigeria as the military repels an assault by Boko Haram militants in a strategic city in the same region. Now, the first bombing hit a political meeting in the city of Potiskum in the northeast, killing at least seven people. Later, two blasts rocked Gombe City, leaving the five people dead. One of the bombs targeted a military checkpoint, and the second exploded at a market. Nigerian army forces have managed to ward off a militant assault trying to capture the key city of Maiduguri. This is the terrorist's second attempt to take the city in just 1 week. Let's speak to Abayomi Azakiwe. He's the editor of Pan-African Newswire, and he joins us via Skype from Detroit. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Azakiwe. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your opinion on the AU summit that we saw, where the AU agreed to form this joint task force to tackle Boko Haram. How much of a support system is that, do you think, for the Nigerian government and military to have countries like Chad and Benin and Niger basically pool their resources to fight this enemy?
It's very important in light of the fact that in recent weeks we've seen an escalation in aggressive military actions by the Boko Haram sect in the Northeast. Even this weekend, with the attempted taking of Maiduguri from two different points, that is a very important strategic area. It is the capital of Borno State, which has been contested by Boko Haram. I think under the leadership of Zimbabwe, the African Union is going to take more of a proactive stance. It's great that they're sending 7,500 troops to the northeast of Nigeria. We've seen enhanced coordination between Chad, Cameroon, and the Nigerian military. It's also a controversy that is going on around this, too, is that the United States, it has been alleged by the Nigerian government, is blocking or refusing to sell sophisticated military hardware to the Nigerian government to be utilized in the fight against Boko Haram. So this has become a political problem for the United States in recent weeks.
Interesting that you point out that. Also, what we do know is that Nigeria will be having presidential elections. There are many who fear that the lack of a smooth transition from one president to another, if a new one is elected, will give Boko Haram basically a path to make more gains and territorial gains, so to speak. Do you think that may happen?
It could happen for the simple fact that the contester from the All People's Congress, All Progressive Congress, Mr. Muhammadu Buhari, is in fact from the North. And there's this tension historically that's been imposed by British imperialism between the southern regions of Nigeria and the North. President Goodluck Jonathan is from the South. So the election appears to be contested. It's not really clear who is going to come out ahead in the elections. There may be some disagreements over the results. There have been problems associated with the distribution of voter registration cards. And of course, with the fighting that is going on right now in the North, it's going to be very difficult in many areas in the Northeast.
And very quickly, if you can, Mr. Azakiwe, you mentioned the U.S. not supplying the Nigerian military with the appropriate arms it needs to fight off Boko Haram. Why do you think that is so? What does the U.S. gain from an inadequately equipped Nigerian army?
That is a very good question. The Nigerian government has traditionally been in alliance with the United States and its foreign policy objectives internationally. So it raises the question as to why you hear all this rumbling going on now inside the Nigerian military, that the U.S. not only is not selling them the arms that they need, but also blocking them from buying weapons from other states. Even the state of Israel was going to supply some helicopters. And from what the sources inside the Nigerian military is saying, that sale was blocked. So I think it enhances the role of the United States in Africa through the United States Africa Command when these African states do not have the capacity to address their own internal security. So I think it's very important that the AU put this at the top of the agenda for 2015.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Abayomi Azakiwi, editor of Pan-African Newswire, joining us with his thoughts from Detroit via Skype. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, sir.